Hidden Growth Champions, the podcast. Business news, views, and insights from across the globe.
Welcome, everyone, to Hidden Growth Champions, our podcast series. Today in our studio, I've got a very special guest, Tzipora. Tzipora has had an illustrious career in various organizations and industry sectors, and most known for the last couple of years in her work at Altron, and particularly her thought-provoking pieces around digital transformation. Tzipora, it's great to have you in our studio. I'm so glad you've made the time. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
First and foremost, sir, I would like to say thank you so much for inviting me to participate in this podcast series. My name is Tzipora Maubane, and I have been working in the marketing, communications, and most recently technology field. I would say, maybe to be precise, marketing communications, and most recently, digital marketing. And I've worked in many industries, as you said earlier, in the logistics industry. I've also worked in FMCG and in the technology field, including petroleum and oil industries. So I'm excited to be here and, yes, looking forward to the conversation.
All right, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Tzipora, I mean, in many of our conversations, and certainly in written pieces that you share with broader audiences, you speak a lot about digital transformation. Now, it's not a new topic. It's not something that only appeared over the past year. But it's certainly when I read your writings and when we have our conversations, whether they're client-specific or more broadly about an industry, it seems to have taken on a different sense of importance.
Absolutely.
It's not only accelerated, but it's really gotten to the core of how companies think about themselves, no matter which industry or client we look at. So maybe talk to us a little bit more about your perspective around digital transformation is it so important these days?
Yes. So I actually came into contact with the power of technology to transform business processes and increase customer experience for the better. I came across that process in around about 2002 when I was working in England. I was working for DPD, a parcels distribution company. At that point, the term digital transformation, I don't think many people had heard about it. So the company at the time, DPD, they use the power of digital technologies to improve a very critical part of what the business does, which is actually ensuring that customers are able to track and trace the movement of their parcels deliveries to their homes, to their business, to their businesses. The technology enabled customers of DPD to go on the website with a unique number and then put the number in and be able to track and trace their parcel. So at the time, I was in the marketing team and it was so exciting for us, because it's 2002 and, you know, here is a technology that we are launching to our customers. And mind you, customers would normally call the contact center to check where their parcels are. I mean, it used to be such, a laborious exercise. You're calling to check where your parcel is, and the person on the other side of the line can only give you an not a factual answer in terms of where your parcel is. And at times, you know, we used to stay the whole day at home waiting for our parcels because we could not pinpoint exactly what time the delivery will come to your office or to your home. So it was very exciting when I actually came into contact with the power of digital technologies, when they are embedded into the business, what they can do, save, really, really increase speed, agility, and save a lot of costs for the business and improve the experience of the customer. So then in 2017, I joined Altron, an amazing company that was actually experiencing challenges. And I came in as part of the leadership that were tasked with the big job of turning around Altron. So in the process of turning around Altron, we took a decision as the leadership and with a new strategy that we will focus Altron and, you know, position it as an ICT company, a technology business. Altron did a number of things before, but 2017 going forward, the decision was for Altron to be a technology company. And I was the marketing executive driving the realignment of the brand to the One Altron strategy. So the reason I'm talking about this point is that this is where I actually now as an individual got to appreciate technology, because I was tasked with taking this communication of the different technologies that Altron takes to the market. I was tasked with the communication around that. The communication around the new direction of Altron as a technology company. And then what does that mean? The purpose of the organization around innovation. What does that mean internally and externally for our customers? So it meant that we, as a company, Altron was there to really take to market technologies that are really delivering innovation that matters. So then I, for the past almost 4 years, I've been at engaging and learning about the different technologies and and finding ways of simply articulating these technology offerings to the market, so that the different sectors, you know, from mining to FMCG to you know, the public sector. If you think about the technologies around smart cities, I mean, that's what Altron offers. So having to really get myself familiarized with those technologies was really what sparked the light in me around my interest in digital transformation, because I saw it for myself how when customers came on board and signed up with Altron, how our technologies immediately delivered results for them. Once the rollout had been completed in their organization. So that's how it all started, and that's why I'm writing articles. But then COVID-19 hit, right? And then with COVID-19, we saw the acceleration of adoption of technology across the world. So I think there are figures that I've been put out there that COVID-19 has accelerated digital adoption in organizations and companies by, you know, fast-tracked it by about 10 years or so. So this tells you that, you know, technology and digital transformation in particular, it's something that should be really top of mind. It brings us to the process. And I often get asked by people, what is digital transformation? And my simple answer is that it's a process. It's when, as an organization, you decide to bring in digital technologies to improve your business processes so you can be quick to market in terms of introducing new products and services. And you can, through technology, improve things like communications with investors and employees. You can, through these technologies, be able to really come close to your purpose as an organization and empower your employees to live their purpose and to see themselves actually through technology coming closer and closer and closer to fulfilling the purpose of the organization. So it is integration of technologies in the business in such a way that processes are modified or are improved, or there's actually even new processes, business processes that come into play. You're changing the way you used to do things. I know that, you know, we talk about the cloud today, that migrating information to the cloud. And this is important, not just because we've got cloud technology, because information is so crucial. Organizations and CEOs are very concerned about data privacy and protecting information that they hold about their business and about their customers. So when you put information and data on the cloud, it's much more secure than when you put it in local servers, for instance, you know, or you just keep it in your offices on paper and files and all that, and it is not digitized. So it is, it's to the benefit of both the customers in terms of data privacy and protection, and to the organization in terms of securing their data, sensitive IP and sensitive customer information, protecting it so that it can be secured and, you know, you don't lose customer confidence the minute, you know, it's mentioned out there that your business has been hacked and so forth. So now, I have explained actually how I see digital transformation, and it's reached across the many sectors. Everywhere where there's a new process that is brought about by the introduction of a technology in the organization, there's immediately improvement. You know, people do work better, the customer experience the company better, you save time, and you save a lot of costs. Always so many things a business leader need to consider, like talent and leadership development and organic growth of the business and so forth. But with digital transformation, I think COVID-19 has shown us that it is important for us not to actually lift the foot of the pedal, but to continue and accelerate the implementation of these technologies and actually really push the adoption of the technologies in society and inside the organizations.
So, Zipporah, this is really interesting. You've said that executives start to see themselves as they undertake digital transformation. They start to see themselves and their organizations through the eyes of technology. And that's really quite profound, because what that tells us is that the business could look quite different once these digital technologies are embraced. And we go way beyond simply the technology itself. So if I had to take, for example, various stakeholders that are involved, once consumers, for example, or customers of the business in a B2B context, once they start to adopt some of these digital tools and kind of the physical manifestations of the technology, as a consequence, the business process itself is now expanded. Now we are well into the customer process that may not be traditionally on our platform as part of our operations. The things that happen outside, the end-to-end process, from when the customer perhaps realizes for the first time they may need help or they may be searching for something, right to the post-acquisition usage of the product or the service. So for customers, it certainly sounds to me that the use of digital technologies has brought about or extended the business process beyond the enterprise, beyond the company, and is giving us visibility and data and the ability to make decisions well beyond just the confines of our organization. You've also mentioned something very similar around engagement of investors, where in the past it was very much of an arm's length relationship. We present quarterly annual reports. There is an engagement specific within a board setting that takes place. I remember when we were talking through the digital transformation that Altron and other organizations have gone through, that relationship changed as well. So maybe talk to us a little bit about how digital transformation helps to reshape and extend relationships beyond the customer.
Yes. Yes, so we're talking about Altron as a technology company, but the good thing about Altron being a technology company is that it embraces technology itself. You know, the leadership actually, promotes the technology inside the organization. So you're looking at when communicating with investors, right? Normally, it will be the results in interim and year end. But then with technology, you have opportunities to do live broadcasts through webinar platforms, right? So it means that you can actually plan and schedule these engagements, webinar engagements, live with the stakeholders, the investors. You can actually design a program as management that today or in 3 weeks' time, we want to actually engage with the investors in South Africa and share with them our outlook and share with them our plans, you know, introduce the new strategy, if we have any, and share with them what we're looking, how we're looking at our growth as a business. Are we going to be looking at acquisitions or are we going to be looking at an organic growth kind of route? So you schedule those. It's up to you as management to say, okay, right, we would like to, before we head off to close the year, we'd like to have an engagement with the investors in South Africa, and you do it. And you do another engagement opportunity with the investors in the USA. You do it. You don't need to travel there anymore. You know? So it means that the speed of execution has increased, but with less costs, which is much more important. Of course, initially when you like to present your investment case to potential investors, seeing them face to face is very, very important. But once you've done that piece of work and then you're now giving business updates, really technology shows up for many, many leaders, because then you can reach investors, your investors and analysts all over the world through technology. You know, within a space of a week, you can talk to investors everywhere in the world, in the five continents or so, without having to travel. And that leaves a lot of time for the management to prepare material, leaves a lot of time to analysts to actually not travel to any destination, to investors to not travel to any destination. And I think what is great as well is looking as an organization, looking at how your digital platforms like your website, how your website is designed, because then you can have a great investor relations section on your website, meaning that you make sure you curate your information about your business in such a way that that information that you want to share with investors is easily accessible on the investor relations part of your website. It's curated well, it's presented simply, and with loads of software now, you can be able to come up with great PowerPoint presentations that can illustrate so many elements and illustrate and give a better picture of the financial health of an organization on PowerPoint. So, you know, you have digital assets that you can develop, right, and put them on your website for investors to access at any time. They don't need to wait for the investor relations manager to send them. It's there, the information is there. There's transparency. You know, nothing is out of reach for any investors, because then you put it on your section of investors in the website and it's available. And you think about what else could they be looking for? Maybe I should design something and a digital asset that I can put there that captures our financial results in under a minute, gives top line EBITDA, HEPS, and so forth, and revenue, you know, in just under a minute. And you just create that digital asset, you put it there, and you know, it's accessible. They can reach it. So in communicating across, particularly with investors, I find that digital technologies have really improved how management approach the communication and the engagement. You know, it's much more dynamic. It's much more, it can be flexible. You know, when an analyst calls into the organization and asks to speak to the CFO, it's no longer something that needs to be planned over 2 weeks. It can be planned within 24 hours. It's because it's just about finding that hour in the calendars that suits everyone and actually schedule a Microsoft Teams or a Zoom call and have the conversation going. So it's really, it has, in my view and my experience, this has improved how companies really engage with investors by a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Zipporah, you know, this is great because I mean, I'm really glad you referred to these as digital assets, because when you start to think of them as assets, we start to think about both their value and how do we leverage them. And in many cases, when we work with executive teams and management around a transition. And very often it's complex, and digital transformation very often features in that, whether it's internally focused on improving efficiencies and transparency of data and information, or whether it's externally focused. What we often find is that the ability to leverage these digital assets and to be able to do it early on in the journey becomes really important. So, for example, if we think about investors, the frequency, the ability to tap investors for a conversation, for views, often without gathering physically in the same place, becomes important. And I guess similarly, when you spoke about the investor relations section of the website, we often forget that engaging with existing investors is one aspect, but very often the transition will draw new investors into the organization. Others who may have not been investors in the business as yet, who may start to become more interested in the investor value proposition that you are now reflecting as part of the transition, they would want information. And the way they would analyze, value the business would be different to the models that an existing shareholder may have put in place. So for me, this transparency of information, the ability to have a conversation enabled by digital applies both to existing investors as well as to new ones, the ones who are exploring and saying there's something different about this company and this value proposition is something we've heard from them before. And the questions they would ask obviously would be quite different as well. So,
yeah. And, you know, with... digital platforms, right, like the website, for instance, you are actually able to glean analytics, you know, in terms of from which country, from which state, from which province do actually people access what part of the website. So you'll find when you run your analytics, you'll find that there's a whole lot of people going. They come onto the website and they go to the job opportunities section of the website. Okay, great. We understand that. But then what I found interesting over the years is that people from all across, I mean, you can get as fine detail if you use analytics properly around your website. You can actually understand how many people from Gauteng, from UK, went to the investor relations site of your website, and are they male, are they female, what age are they? You can actually get that analytic for yourself as an organization, you know. And you were talking about analysts and investors coming to the website to look for information. It's interesting because when your website is well designed and you're a transparent organization, you'll still find that actually analysts, they also go on the leadership page. You know that page on the website that talks about the executives and who is the executive for marketing, who is the CEO, who is the CFO. You know, we find that over time, that page was always the one with the most visitor rate. you know, with the most views, with the most clicks. And that is not by accident. It's because there's interest in the leadership of the organization. This company is going through a transformation, it's going through a turnaround, but who are the people at the top who are driving this organization? And then an analyst, a journalist, a potential investor can come up to the leadership page and say, oh, I can see who's the CEO. Okay, let me read a little bit about them. Oh, let me go to their LinkedIn page so I can find much more. Let me see what type of interviews they have done. You know, so there's so much more that researchers, analysts will find on the website before they even talk to anybody, you know, inside the organization. So it's very important that the website has got the best of the best curated information about your business. Make that available on the website, because researchers and analysts, they spend a lot of time, over 60% of their time researching. And you would like them, when they get to your website, then they can find everything, almost everything. And when they approach management for a conversation, then it's really about the finer details and information that cannot be made available on the website. So again, a website is a digital platform. And that's where you see now the power of technology. You can have the digitized annual report also made available on there. Everything is available on the website. So I can't even overemphasize how it's important to really ensure that your digital presence as an organization is really, really well curated, not only for investors, but also for customers. There was a survey that was done, some insights from Gartner, that says that when a customer is looking for a supplier, they spend over 60% of their time researching online for a new supplier. Yes. By the time they contact and make start a conversation with potential suppliers, they have already almost like they're at a point where they're just about to make a decision, just based on the information they got about the potential supplier online. So again, it shows that for even potential talent, you know, the best of the best, talented people, they come to your website and say, oh, okay, let me see what this company is about. Maybe I can have interest working for them. They come to your website and the information is not well put together, then it becomes a problem for them to can actually think, okay, this is an appealing, is this the best place to work at? You know, let me see who's leading the people agenda. What is the CEO saying about the employee experience, the employee value proposition? Okay, so you can, your website, your LinkedIn page, all these are digital platforms that many years ago were not there. You know, you read about a company on the paper, on the annual report. But today you have, technology has given us the opportunity to know so much more about companies, the leadership, the innovation that these companies are driving for society, for customers. You know, much more what these companies' purposes are, what they stand for, what's their position when it comes to issues of diversity, inclusion, and sustainability. It's all there. And it's there because technology is enabling access to information for everyone at the same time across the entire globe.
Yes. Now, yes. One aspect that you've alluded to a number of times during this conversation is the role of leadership. And while the technology may be available, accessible, can do wonderful things, it's really up to leadership to take hold, to promote adoption, to become the demonstrators of what is possible. So maybe talk us a little bit about the role that you found leaders play in us venturing more fully into digital transformation. Where does that fit in?
So in my experience, we know that CEOs, they lead the organization and everyone across the entire organization look up to them for direction. That is very true. So when it is a priority at a CEO and an executive level, the CEO and the exco are really united and focused around driving the digital transformation agenda inside the organization, I believe that everybody will take the cue. But then in my experience, I've seen, I've worked at Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola company, for instance. You know, when new technologies are brought into the organization, there's actually a whole system in that will be put in place to drive the adoption, you know. So, and I thought that it was very impressive how I experienced the whole process of rolling out technology and how you ensure that everybody drives it. So there will be a team, for instance, that is actually dedicated to over a 6-month period that is dedicated to just troubleshooting and coming in and helping individuals at their desks about the challenges they face, maybe with a new system or a technology that the company has brought in. Leadership, executive leadership, take decisions on investment into technology. So capital investment is like, technologies, as we know, they cost a lot of money. So I believe that it is very important for the very same leadership to promote adoption, because it's a leadership that take decisions on investment. So when leadership drives the adoption and they make technology part of the conversation, as you would make diversity and inclusion part of the conversation, as you would make performance discussions the regular thing on your interactions with people who report to you, I believe that leaders need to find the very same ways of making these new technologies, when they're brought into the organization, make that a regular conversation, so that we can take away, demystify technology, humanize it, make it simple, so that it's not seen as something that is complex, but it's seen as an enabler of performance, enabler of us meeting customers' needs quickly and accurately. Because technology gave us the data, gives us the customer insights, it gives us the ability to see ourselves actually delivering the best results, because we've got analytics that actually show us where we did well and where we didn't do well. That's the uniqueness of technology. It gives us insights, it gives you data around everything that you do. So earlier on, I was talking about a webinar with, you know, a broadcast webinar with analysts, with them logging in from different areas of the world. From there, you know, at the end of the webinar session, you are able to see who actually logged in, for how long they stayed in the conversation, and which part of the agenda was the most popular. Because, I mean, upfront you will send your analyst the agenda to say, okay, in the webinar we'll have these many people speaking from different parts of the business. And when you draw the report at the end of the webinar, you'll find your analytics telling you which topic was the most popular. If everybody stayed behind for the Q&A session, for instance. So you see the impact of your work there and then, within just 30 minutes after the webinar has finished, you're able to see the impact of your work. And that actually gives you insights in terms of, okay, what can I do best and better next time around? You know, this was successful, but I can see here during this topic, the interest dropped. A lot of the analysts dropped off the call or off the webinar's discussion. What is it that I can, maybe the presentation was not well curated. Maybe we didn't present information that they needed. So then you start to improve for next occasion when you interact and engage with the analyst. Then you're able to say, okay, I know this part of the conversation is likely to receive low viewership and listenership and attention. Let me improve on it. So that's how I believe that you know, technology and just giving the way it delivers data for organization, it enables organization to really be as close as possible to understanding what customers want and develop products that are relevant, that are informed by insight. And with these insights and data that we collect through the technologies from about our customers, about markets, about our own employees, we are able to see and have a different, form a picture of the future about our businesses. You know, I was reading about digital transformation at Unilever, for instance, and how they, it's at the core of the business in terms of what they do. They're able now to extract insights about consumers of their products from retailers. And they are able now to do research. Their R&D team is able to now to come up with new products that can be taken into the market at a shorter period of time. In the past, you would, you know, take much longer to take a product to market. Mm. But based on the power of consumer insights, consumer data, you're able to take to the market products as quickly as possible and test them. And if they fail, you withdraw them. You do a product withdrawal in the market. And you're actually able to know in which part of the country this product may be popular, just based on the insights that you get because of the population mix, you know, the nationalities in that part of the country could be much more, you know, you get a profile of a, of your consumer group, and you can actually know that in this other part of the market, this particular product will be popular just based on what I know about that population, that consumer profile, you know. So the data is now at the center of everything, but how we then analyze this data is one thing. It's another story. You have to have the right technologies that will give you the right dashboards, the right insights and metrics that you need so that your teams that are developing products, your teams that are coming up with new, that are designing new softwares, they can know exactly what to do. So technology is not the answer to everything, but it's bringing us as organizations and companies as close as possible to understanding what the customer wants.
Well, Zipporah, I guess kind of as my last question to you is, with that context in mind and knowing that technology has become such an enabler, and also recognizing from an investor perspective of how much money is floating around and how easy it is for people to invest in new ventures, in promising companies in the low interest rate environment, I guess my last question would be, you know, if you had to turn to investors and try to paint a picture of, you know, or try to answer the question, how do we find the digital transformation champions? How do I know that a company that I look at is leveraging digital transformation? What would be your advice to them, seeing that they now have better access to, you know, investor relation information, that the information is more up to date, et cetera, et cetera? What would be your advice to investors now, knowing that they could leverage digital transformation to find those champions?
Yes. I think investors, they need to find out what is the digital strategy for any business they want to invest in. So we see there's a lot of e-commerce businesses now. So a lot of businesses that have, like retail, supermarkets, for instance, they have digital strategies. They are on the e-commerce platform. So the reason why I would say that the investors should ask the question is during pandemic, during the natural disasters, you know, technology enables companies to continue to work, the world to continue to operate. So any business that you want to invest in, you should find out if that business will be resilient, should there be a natural disaster or a pandemic. And the only thing that can enable resilience during that kind of a period in society is technology. So if you're interested, you know, I've had many engagements with various potential investors, and they do ask about ESG, you know, But I think there needs to be now a question around what is your digital strategy for the business? How are you looking at your business model? Does it allow opportunities for e-commercialization? Does it allow opportunities for new digital revenue streams? Re-look at this business model of your business and let me know as a potential investor in your business if there is opportunity for new digital revenue streams that you probably never ever thought about. But as you apply a lens of digitization, you can see that there are potentials. Unexpected natural events happen. The only thing that saves us, and we've seen it with this pandemic, is technology.
Yes. Zipporah, this was a fascinating conversation. I know we can have another full hour talking about this. I'm really glad you brought
this. Sir, if you can allow me just to talk about something that I know you really are passionate about, is the mindset, right? So with technology adoption, whether it's in the customer environment or it's in the home environment, we need different mindsets. Even at an individual level, we tend to talk about how frustrating technology is when you can't log into Zoom. But we just need to really have a different mindset. And I think our leaders in politics, in government, and in business, if they can really think, start to really, by behavior, by what they say, across sectors, whether they're in technology or not, if they can really start to talk about why we need to think digital first when we embark on new businesses, even when you start an SME, for instance, why should an SME think digital first when they start a business? Because it is the future. So when we, in our homes, we should encourage the adoption of technology and not actually see technology as this thing that is so difficult to get around. It's a mindset shift that we need to actually accelerate digital transformation. We need a mindset shift so that digital transformation can accelerate and we can see businesses really booming overnight because people know that, oh no, I just to buy this, I just need to go online. So for me, my last thing that I would say is that for leaders, if we can all change our mindset around technology and be open to it and promote the embracing of digital, you know, and people will follow. And this requires leaders in public and private sector to have that mindset shift first, and everyone will follow because now this is how the new way of doing things. And the new way of doing things actually has got benefit, not just for our company or for us at home, but for the global competitiveness of our nation. So we need that mind shift to drive digital transformation and adoption of the different technologies across sectors and in our personal lives.
I'm really glad you raised this as a last point, Zipporah. You know, I was looking at a new venture we're busy building in a non-profit space, and it's been really interesting to see how, very similar to what you were saying, you have to almost step out of your corporate role to see the value of technology. And we're now seeing it in the performance of sports, in the performance of or in the ability to bring unemployed people back into the workforce, trying to solve social problems using technology or leveraging technology and the data that comes with it. So I'm really glad you raised it, and I'm sure many of our audiences could relate to how sometimes we need to shift the space and look at a problem from in a completely different setting to then go and back and ask, so how would that work in our own enterprise? I'm glad that you've raised it. And again, just a wonderful conversation. Really glad you've made time for us today. And I'm glad we managed to cover so many aspects of digital transformation, not only within the enterprise, but for important stakeholders. So thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for the opportunity, Saul.
Growth Champions, the podcast. Join us next time for more business news, views, and insights from across the globe.